Blog Talk Radio.
Less of me and more of you is what I need. Show me your glory and show me your power. Less of me and more of you is what I need. Less of me,
less of me, and more of you is what I need.
Rejecting the love in your warm embrace, but I realize I need you more and more each day.
I need you, Lord.
Oh, I need you.
I want your glory.
I want your glory.
Oh, praise the Lord, everybody. You're listening to a New Destiny Ministry, a time of reflection, the radio broadcast, and it comes on daily, Monday through Friday, 1 p.m. Eastern time. We are about souls, and you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com. It's www.blogtalkradio.com. You can hear it live. And we're on the website, so www.newdestinyministry.com. We're so thankful that Jesus Christ had allowed us to come on today with his special people, and we see Evangelist Bernard on there. Did you want to start, Evangelist Bernard? Your line is open.
Amen, amen. Greetings, each and every one of you. We thank God for another day that the Lord has kept us. Thank God for this Ruby Man in the switchboard. We running a little late today for it being stabilized in a location. But we thank God that he always has his precious people ready and willing to do the work of the Lord. Once again, we greet you in the matchless name of Jesus. I'm driving, so be patient with us. We thank God for our speaker today. Prophet Paulo Pearson. Amen. And we're just excited about what the Lord is doing. Our destiny focus for this week is favor with God is better. How many know that favor with God is always better? Amen. And I need the favor of the Lord today. Amen. Amen. We're going to ask Sister Ruby to open up with the scripture for us on today. And we're going to open up with the word of prayer, and we're going to get busy and get right on into what the Lord is speaking to his people on today. Amen. So we're asking Sister Ruby to open up with the scripture for us on this afternoon.
Oh, praise the Lord. I think this week's scripture was from Proverbs chapter 3, verse 4, and it says, Proverbs chapter 3, verse 4, and I'm reading out the King James Version. Shall thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man? And then I'm led to go to Psalms 89, verse 17 and 18. For thou art the glory of their strength, and in thy favor our horn shall be exalted. Verse 18. For the Lord is our defense, and the Holy One of Israel is our King. Praise the Lord. Turn it back over to Evangelist Bernard Hands. Amen.
Amen. And our destiny focus is favor with God. It is better. Amen. So we're going to open up with the word of prayer. Sister Ruby, do you see our speaker? He should be calling from the 919.
Yes, I've been opening up his line. Prophet Tears.
Yes, I'm here.
You can imagine.
Amen. Well, God bless you, Prophet Pearson.
Bless you.
We're going to open up with the word of prayer. Amen. And we're going to turn it over to the man of God. Truly, we thank God. This is not his first time. Whenever we call on this young man to give a word from the Lord, he's always willing. He has a pleasant spirit. And that's what God looks at. God looks at our spirit. Amen. So we're going to open it up with the word of prayer, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We come before you once again, Lord God, thanking you for your many blessings. Thanking you, Lord God, for yet letting the sun shine upon each and every one of us. We thank you for another opportunity to be in the land of the living. We thank you for your renewed mercy on today. And God, we are asking you to bless the speaker on today, Prophet Carlos Pearson. We ask for you, Lord God, to give him clarity of speech, Lord God, and that he would speak under the anointing of your direction, Lord God. We ask for you, God, to bless and touch each and every one that sign on today, those that call in, those that listen live on the internet, those that go back later and listen on the archives. Lord God, we ask for a special touch on today. God, and we're asking you to remember the bereaved family. Remember the bereaved family of Brother Michael Lewis on this afternoon. And also remember the bereaved family of Sister Felicia Campbell. Remember her children, Lord God. David and Bernice, and remember her mother, Lord God, Miss Levon, and remember her siblings, Lord God. Oh, God, I'm asking you to comfort their heart, Lord God, and make them to know that you don't make any mistakes, Lord God. Touch every child, God. Touch every boy and girl, God. Touch those that have been led, God, of your spirit, Lord God. Remember our president today. Remember our children and our grandchildren today. Remember our parents today, God. Remember those that are in the military. Lord God, remember those that are shut in, sick and shut in, those that are in prison today. Remember those that may be homeless today and don't have shelter, God. Remember those that may not even have food to eat today, God. We asking you to minister to them in a special way, Lord God. Ah, God, and remember your leaders all over the nation, God. Remember my grandchildren today, God. And remember my great-grandchildren, Lord God. Remember my mother, Lord God. Remember my son. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, I'm asking you to touch Sister Ruby Larry. Lord, bless her, Lord God, as she continues to train. Hallelujah, and open up this broadcast, Lord God. Remember my granddaughter that's graduating this month, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, as we go through and fill the wicked streets, Lord God, we're asking you to let the blood of us, in the name of Jesus, anoint the man of God to speak, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, we praise you, and we magnify you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen, amen. I just want to tell each and every one of you all, you know, I know this message, this topic that God has given us is for his people. Because truly, I needed some favor yesterday, and I'm still looking for favor from God today. Amen, amen. You can't do what God says do, and then you expect to just float on through with no complications, with no attack, no opposition. I thank God today, hallelujah, for every fiery dart of the enemy. Hallelujah, came to make me strong. It came to make me to know that guess what? In God do I put my trust. Amen, amen. So we thank God today. We're going to turn you over into the hands of the speaker of the hour, and that's none other than Prophet Carlos Peterson, a young man that has dedicated his life to the Lord. A young man that's not afraid, hallelujah, to call on Jesus. A young man that's not afraid to tell us what does do the Lord. A young man that's not afraid to speak what does say the Lord, hallelujah. So we'd like to introduce to some and present to others our speaker for the hour, and that's none other than Prophet Carlos Peterson of North Carolina. God bless you, Prophet Peterson.
God bless you. Greetings, people of God. We'd like to greet every one of you, starting with the matchless name of Jesus Christ, to Evangelist Barnes, to all the apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers, bishops, deacons, mothers, saints, friends, and imps. Thank God for you. Amen. We give God praise today. We understand that God has a way of moving mysteriously. I understand that she read the key verse for today, but I want you to turn with me to book the Exodus chapter 5. Exodus chapter 5. Exodus chapter 5. And we're going to keynote verses 4 through 9. Verses 4 through 9. And when you find the word, if I can get y'all to say amen, or I have the word, I would appreciate that so much.
Amen.
Amen. And the word of the Lord reads as thus: And the king of Egypt said unto them, Wherefore do ye, Moses and Aaron, let the people from their works get you into your burdens? And Pharaoh said, Behold, the people of the land now are many, and ye make them rest from the burdens. And Pharaoh commanded the same day the taskmaster of the people and their officers, saying,
you
shall no more give the people straw to make brick, as here therefore. Let them go and gather straw of for themselves, and the tail of the bricks which they did make heretofore, ye shall lay upon them, and ye shall not diminish aught thereof, and they be idle. Therefore they cry, saying, let us go and sacrifice to our Lord, to our God. I'll let speak to you from a brief subject today, God's favor. As I was beginning to meditate today, and as I began to right before this message, I was beginning to think, and I said, Lord, what do the people need to do? And the Lord told me to tell the people of God that he's releasing favor. Favor is, we often heard the message, and we heard Bishop Jake says that favor is not fair. But I got news for you. Favor is fair if you have been through hell and hellation. If you've been through the storm and rain, favor is fair. We got to realize, people of God, that favor is God's approval. Many of you are in situations, and God wants you to know that, to tell you that his favor is upon thee this day. People of God, we must realize that when God has a way of doing things, he has a way of doing things mighty sweet. I want you to understand today that when God gives you favor, nobody can take favor away from you. Money can't even speak, because favor has taken the place of money. Woo, good God. Somebody need to hear that today, because of the fact you're in a situation. You're saying, God, I need you to move in a way that I've never seen you move before. And God, I got these bills, or I got this that's going on. And God says, realize in this time and in this season, I have already released the spirit of favor. God has already went in. Some of you are doing applications, and you're saying, God, I don't have this. My credit won't do this, but God is your credit. And what you need to understand, that favor is fair to the saints of God, especially for those that have been through a lot, that through all this turmoil, and we realize that trials and tribulations came, and we got to realize that when God is doing something new in our lives, that turbulence is going to come. He's going to allow the enemy to come and test you, but realize that you can walk through a door and not realize why you're in that door. But before you leave out of that door, just realize that favor is your portion. He told me to tell the people of God that favor is your portion. Some of you are looking for jobs and things of that nature, and God has already approved for you to have the job. Some of you going to look for houses and cars and things of that nature. But God has already released the favor before you even deal with the person you're going to deal with. What you have to understand in this hour is that when God releases favor, man has no say-so. Good God. We led by the Spirit of God. When we led by the Spirit of God, what you need to pray before you get there and say, Holy Ghost, speak for me. I tell you, the people of God, we must realize that when God speaks, it is what it is. It can't nobody take it away from you, people of God. You got to realize when God's approval is on something, it's signed, sealed, and delivered. You don't need to worry about your neighbor. You don't need to worry about your friend, because when God says it, it's a done deal. I wish I had about 50 of you to say it's a done deal. Good God Almighty. Oh, good God. As we begin to look at the spirit of favor, good God, there's several examples that we can use. Well, let's look at Brother David. All David's brothers had came through. And the fact was, all of them came through. But whenever it came down, they still had David on the backside of the field. And when they had David on the backside of the field tending to the sheep, I feel like preaching today. Well, they said, well, there's still more. Well, when David came, it was something about David that God began to speak. And he says, that's the one. Well, for some of you that's been stuck in the box for so long, and you realize that ministry, and you feel like that ministry is bypassing you. But let me just let you know that favor is resting upon you now. I decree and declare and prophesy that favor is going to rest right upon you. I decree and declare
That praise report shall begin to flood this land. Well, let's begin to look. They begin to anoint David. David was the one that was anointed. Some of you feel just like you're not going to make it. Some of you are in position to be just like David. When David was the one, he began to and begin to see God. Lord, have mercy. They didn't understand. How is it that you're going to begin to pick David out of all the brothers he had? He began to pick David. And they said, Lord, I'm imagining the mind in the flesh. They said, how in the name of God are you going to pick a man that's short? They ain't probably got no weight on him. But God didn't look at the countenance of his skin. He began to look at the heart of David and see people are really missing the move of God because they're not looking at the heart of the people of God. They're looking at the outer countenance and they're missing. The saying is never judge a book by the cover. You will miss God. Will you miss how you missing God? It's because of the fact the one that you think is anointed may not have the anointing on them at that time, but it's the least one of them that you will say that don't have the anointing. Good God Almighty, you will say at that time, you say, well, how is it that this person may look like this and they can look like that, but it's something about when they take the time to open their mouths and give God glory and to give God honor. Favor is your portion. Favor is your portion. And when favor is your portion, nobody can move you. Satan can come to try to thrive you, to move you, and say, Lord, have mercy. At the time, God has to give Satan permission to come into your turf, to cause turbulence. And when he calls turbulence, it may come a point you may say, Lord, are you still there? Then the spirit of doubt may come in. But always remember, God's approval is the best approval. Lord, have mercy. God's favor can speak when nothing else cannot. You can have all the money in the world, but it's something about favor. You can get favor. Lord, have mercy. It's something about whenever elevation comes, it don't come from the north. It don't come from the south. It don't come from the east. Nor do it come from the west. But it comes from God. And this is how this favor is operating. This is how this favor is operating. The best is still yet to come. People of God, realize that the best is still yet to come. Realize that when the best comes, God gave his best when he sent Jesus on the cross to die on the remission of our sins. You got to realize he gave his best. When he gave his best, we ought to give God our best. When we give God our best, all we can say, Lord, have mercy. All we can say is, Lord, I thank you for favor. Lord, I can thank you for favor. I can praise you because of favor. I can be delivered because of favor. Favor will move when nothing else can. God bless you, people of God. And remember, favor is fair. And remember that favor is your portion. Many of you in situations and in things, and you trying to figure out what to do. But remember, favor will do what nothing else can. Favor will move and do things that we would least expect. Lord, have mercy. We as people of God must understand that when God is in the midst, you don't need a worry. You don't need a fret. Just know that favor is your portion. God bless you. I love you in Jesus' name.
That's him.
That's it.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Oh, we bless you today. Favor.
I told him yesterday, Prophet Pearson. Hey, it almost shy ya. Talked about David. Same thing. The Bible say out of the mouth of two or three minister Tillman. So good to see you today. Every word is established. I'm talking about favor with God. Yeah, this was short but sweet. Short but to the point. Short, hallelujah, but he brought you some scripture. Favor, hallelujah. See, we seeking favor from our friends. We seeking favor from our co-workers. Hallelujah, we seeking favor from the bishop. Hallelujah, but I'm telling you, when you have favor with God, it'll take you beyond your comprehension, beyond what you could see, beyond what you could think, beyond what you could even ask. Hallelujah. We talked about Solomon on yesterday. God will give you favor where you have wisdom, where you have understanding, where you have knowledge. Favor. Hallelujah, I'm looking for some favor. Every day when God allow me to wake up, I say, give me favor, God. Hallelujah, when I can't see my way, I'm asking you for favor this morning. Hallelujah, I got back on my walk. It's 6 o'clock in the morning. Hallelujah, looking for favor. He said, seek those that seek me early. They're going to find me. Hallelujah, you know when you're moving and you're working for the Lord. The enemy can't hit a moving target. That's why we got to get busy, people of God. We got to keep moving. Hallelujah, because the devil, he have to take naps. But my God, he never slumber nor sleep. My God is awoke 24/7. Oh, God, I thank you for favor today. And as I got on the trail this morning, hallelujah, I met a man that I saw out there yesterday. Hallelujah, and he heard me praying. Hey, while I was walking, I was interceding, walking around that park, but I'm praying for my brothers. I'm praying for my sisters. I'm asking God to intervene on their behalf. So the day when he passed me, he said, you are an intercessor. And I said, yes, sir. He said, I want you to pray for a friend of mine. She have cancer. And I told him, I said, wait a minute. Hallelujah. Stop right then. I said, we're going to plead the blood. Hallelujah. And I grabbed his hand and I asked him what his friend name was. Carol Luke. So I want you all to be praying for this sister. Hallelujah. We begin to pray. Hallelujah. You standing in proxy for your friend. Hey, glory, I said. But she got to elevate her faith. Hallelujah. Because faith, hallelujah, have to be elevated. You won't have favor if you don't have no faith. You got to have faith. And you must believe that God can say, he can do, he can move, he can speak. Hallelujah, God, all it takes is one word from the Lord. And I began to pray with him. And I gave it. I said, wait a minute. I told him we're on this line 7 days a week.
Enemy that got mad.
I said, tell your friend to call into this line. And I gave him a flyer. And I gave him a business card. Hey, glory to God. Favor. People are dying. People are sick. And they can't get a word from nowhere. The Bible said in the last days there was going to be a famine. A famine of those preaching. A famine of those teaching, a famine in the land where man, hallelujah, their hearts was going to fail them for fear. Fear is in the land. Hallelujah, the devil is making mockery of the saints. Hallelujah, he walking to and fro seeking whom he may devour. But I'm here to tell you, hallelujah, when you activate your faith, you'll get favor. When you activate your faith, God will bring you before kings and queens. When you activate thank you, Peter. God will supply your every need. And then he said, Prophet Pearson, if your ways please me, I'll give you the desires of your heart. He said, I won't withhold no good thing from you. That's when you have dedicated. That's when you have committed your way to the Lord. I'm here to tell you today, Sister Millie, I seen your text where you told me your husband didn't pay us. Well, hallelujah, in today's society, a C is a passing grade. It's not an A. It's not an A+, but a C is a passing grade. Hallelujah. So we're going to ask God to reevaluate this thing. Hallelujah. Where your husband can keep his job. Woo, God, don't you know that the Bible said over in James, the effectual fervent prayers of the righteous, they avail it much. I got to do a little more. Because I feel this thing, Prophet Pearson.
Amen.
God want our faith to be elevated. God
right.
want to give us favor. This is, hallelujah, the year of favor for the saints. This is the year, Minister Tillman, where God said to try me. This is the year when the Lord said, prove me. This is the year when the Lord is saying, I want you to prove me. I want you to prove me. I'm a God, and I don't need nobody. Hallelujah. I can speak to the wind to blow on you. Hallelujah. I can dry up the rain. Sees in your life, I can never turn around in 24/7. Hallelujah, because God said, while you're sleeping, I'm taking care of your business. While you're sleeping, I'm giving you favor. I give you favor with the banks. I'll give you favor with man and God. As we preached on yesterday, we talked about Samuel. We talked about his mother, Hannah, and how she gave Samuel, hallelujah, back to the Lord. And she brought him to the man of God. And Samuel was a young lad. But the Bible said Samuel grew and he had favor, not because of who he was, but because of the calling that God had on his life. And the Lord God said in 1 Samuel, Hire the Messiah. The Lord said he gave Samuel favor with man and favor with God. Oh, God, we need to get into that place. We need to get into that place. Push back your place. Fall down on your knees. Get up early while your household is sleeping and call on the name of Jesus. Be like my grandmother said. Have a little talk with Jesus. Tell him all about your troubles. Hallelujah. When you begin to commune with God, he'll talk back to you. God will give you give you answers. Hallelujah. He'll give you answers to questions that nobody can answer but God. God will go before you. Hallelujah. And he'll prepare the way. Hallelujah. He'll make a highway in the wilderness. God will prepare water. Didn't he do it for Hagar? Hallelujah. Prepare water where hard Ishmael, they did not die in the desert, but he told her, he said, go back and submit yourself to Sarah. Hiya no Moshiach. After you have done the will of God, you need a patient. You got to have a patient to wait on the promises of God. Don't a vision tarry. Wait on it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Wait on it. God gave me this word for this week. He said, tell my people that favor with me is better. Look for the favor of God. It's all right to have favor with your friends. But you can't depend on them. Because when they get mad with you, they'll forsake you. But I'm going to put my favor, I'm going to put my trust in a man that promised to never leave me. He promised never to forsake me. He said, when your mother and your father forsake you, he said, the Lord will take you up. I'm going to put confidence. Hallelujah. And a man that I know died for me. A man that I know picked up his cross. Hallelujah. And when they spit up on him, when they lied on him, higher the Messiah, he still told the Lord, he said, have mercy on them, Lord. Forgive them, for they know not what they do. Oh, I'm telling you, favor with God, Prophet Pearson. The Bible said, train up a child in the way that they should go. And when they get old, they won't depart. Ah, my granddaughter, my last granddaughter, getting ready to graduate in 10 more days. And I gave her some instructions, and she wouldn't follow my instructions. Now 10 days away from graduation, hallelujah, she crying, granny, granny. But if you had listened to granny 2 months ago, we wouldn't be where we are today. Hallelujah. We better obey God. It's better to obey than to sacrifice. I don't care if you send me $1 million. You're not going to buy me. Hallelujah. Because I'm sold out for Christ. I'm sold out for him. I'm not worrying about the money. I'm not worrying about the fame. I'm not worrying about popularity. Because you're never be popular with folks. Ah, God, hallelujah. I don't care what they do for you. Ah, they can't comfort you. They can't give you no peace. They can't give you no joy. We talked about Solomon yesterday. He said in Ecclesiastes, vanity of vanities. All is vanity. All is vexation of the spirit. He said, I had me some servants. I had me some handmaids. I had pools. I had all kind of things. I had silver and gold. I had money. I had concubines. I had wives. He said, but none of them brought me any peace. None of them gave me any joy. He said, when I counted all up, hallelujah, he said, all of it was a vexation of my spirit. And all those things caused him to turn away from God. All those things caused him to stop worshiping false gods, idol worshipers. Oh, you better hear God today. You better hear God, the man of God, than already preach. And I'm just concluding this thing because God wanted to say something else. God wanted to say something else. He's not through with us yet.
Yeah.
Be encouraged. Be empowered. Be enlightened. Be inspired. God ain't through with us yet. So for whatever a man sow, that will he also reap. You better sow goodness where favor can follow you. You better sow in joy where favor can follow you. You better sow in tears where favor will be upon your life. Oh, we bless you today, God. Minister Tillman. I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, getting ready for this citywide crusade. And I said, Lord, why couldn't I do this right here in my own backyard? And the Lord said, because your ways are not my ways, and your plans are not my plans, and your thoughts are not my thoughts. I got a reason why I'm sending you to the Carolinas. Hallelujah, and it's bigger than what you think. It ain't about Adrian being big, hallelujah, but it's about souls. Is anybody interested in souls today? Is anybody interested in telling somebody about the goodness of Jesus? Is anybody interested in leading somebody to the water? Is anybody interested in telling them that Jesus says to the utmost? Oh, it's time for us to stop thinking about ourselves. It's time to think on the things of others more highly than we do ourselves. When we do that, favor will be upon our lives. Ah, Jesus already told us. He said, I'll open up the windows of heaven and pour you out blessings that you won't have room enough to receive. I'll cause your enemy to become your friend. Oh, you don't ever shot ya. Ah, you don't ever see ya. We bless you today, God. We thank you for Prophet Pearson. Ah, he might have to get off the line early. I don't know. But we got the lines lit up. Oh, if anybody wants some favor today, all you got to do is reach up and grab it. It's right there for you. All you got to do is have a willing and obedient spirit. All you have to do is deny your flesh. All you have to do is what thus say the Lord. And favor will be granted to you today. Favor will be granted to you. Somebody say favor ain't fair. Oh, but favor is fair. Because the Lord has declared, hallelujah, that he'll give us favor with man and with God. But I'd rather have favor with God than to have favor with man. Ooh, God. Bless you today, God. We give you glory for your word on today.
Yes,
we give
you
glory for your anointing on today.
Yes.
We give you glory, hallelujah, for your blood on today. We give you glory for the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood. Hallelujah, we give you glory. Last week we talked about there will be glory after this. And the week before that, there was still power in the blood. Feel this thing down in my spirit. Oh, God, if you don't feel it like me,
Not that one, God,
you got to do is ask God. Ask him for a double portion. Elisha said, he told Elijah, he said, I want a double portion. And Elijah said, that's a hard thing. He said, but if you see me when the Lord take me on out of here, I'm going to grant that to you. Hallelujah. What Elisha did, Elisha stuck with Elijah. Hallelujah. He said, ain't nothing but death going to separate us, because I want to see when the Lord take you out of here. I want my request to be honored. Do you have a request today? Do you feel like petitioning God for favor in your life? That's what we're talking about, favor. And guess what? Hallelujah. When the whirlwind came, hallelujah, and Elijah was took up in a chariot. Hey, glory to God. Elisha saw him when he was taken out of here. Hey, that's one of the witnesses. We have two witnesses waiting that the Bible had declared, and that's Enoch and Elijah. But Elisha, guess what this young man did? Prophet Pearson, he got a double portion, and he did greater works than Elijah. Jesus told us, greater works shall ye do. But we don't believe God's word. We don't even believe that Jesus, hallelujah, can declare that greater works shall we do. He said, I turned the water into wine. I caused Peter to walk on water. I opened up the blinded eyes. I healed the lame. Hallelujah. I healed the woman with the issue of blood. I did it. I caused Naaman to go be baptized in the dirty Jordan. I did it. Hallelujah. If Jesus said it, stand on it. Hallelujah. Jesus said, Minister Tillman is coming to pass. Hallelujah. That thing you've been waiting on. Don't you know God haven't forgotten you? You can't feed the poor. You can't make sacrifices for the kingdom of God. And then when you are in need, the Lord turn his back on you. God is a righteous God. God is a favorable God. God is a loving God. He wants the best for his children.
That's right. That's right.
I'll show you.
Right.
God, I bless you today for this young man. Lord God, I'm asking you to give him a double portion, a double anointing, like the prophet Elisha.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. And let him do greater works. See, we don't have no regard for young people. Most of us say, oh, they ain't been through nothing. You don't know what they've gone through. They may have not gone through what you're going through, but they're going through something every day.
Exactly.
God, these are some new schemes that the devil will come up with.
Boy.
But ain't none of them hidden from God. Let me know it's no weapon. Hey, no weapon that the devil can create that's hidden from God. There's no strategy. There's no plan. God, because nothing is hidden from God. Everything
right.
is naked before God.
That's right.
Favor with God is better. We going to open up the lines. We got about 13 people. Hey, you almost shot ya on the lines today. Hallelujah. But I tell you, Prophet Pearson, if it was nobody but you and me, and Sister Ruby, man, in this switchboard, hallelujah, God was going to speak today. Yeah, because God want to speak. He said, I'm tired of you and your programs. He said, I'm tired of you and your new moons and your Sabbaths. I said, I'm tired of it. I hear no more shaya. God said, I have a program, and I want to talk. Quit putting me in the box. Quit putting me on the shelf. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Let me come back into my house of worship. Let me come back into the hearts of my people
mm-hmm.
that they can reverence me and quit reverencing man.
Mm-hmm.
Honor to whom honor is due. Timothy told his son, and told him, he said, let the elder that rule well be counted worthy of
man.
Double honor. But don't nobody deserve the honor that God deserves.
Poor
hallelujah.
Man.
He's a creator.
Hey,
he's a maker. The earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof. And they that dwell in it, they belong to the Lord.
Kind of like me a little bit, huh?
God is greater than God. Nobody deserves honor like God.
Hallelujah, amen.
Jesus,
amen, amen.
Let's go on down the line. It's early.
Prophet
Pearson, you tore it up in 10 minutes. Hiya, no more shot. That's all right. When God is truth speaking, it's over. Hallelujah. I done gave y'all what the Lord said. Hey, Minister Tillman, I want
to
hear from
Audrey.
No more shot. I see Sister Carter. Lord Jesus, I ain't seen some
what
of y'all in weeks, but that's all right. God know
it?
Where you are. Hallelujah. And he tailor-made this message for you today. You know, Messiah. Glory to God. Minister Tillman, God bless you.
I'm going
to get
there.
Hey, Lord, see
you.
God bless you.
That's what they taught me in cooking school.
Ah, Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah, I'm going with
praise
you.
Praise the Lord.
Praise
God, the word has truly come to me today. Amen.
Hallelujah.
It has truly hit me, hit home. Thank you, Lord. I took notes and I posted it on the window. I put the notes on the window. Favor. Favor.
Okay,
favor is our portion. I put it up on the door. By God. Hey.
Hey, glory to God.
Hey. Glory. Favor. The rest of all is nobody
Jesus.
Can move. But can't nobody move here. My God, thank God for the word. Hallelujah. This is a word in season. Hey, Lord.
Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. You got to do it. Wait on God, Minister Tillman. Hey, God. Woo, God is not a God.
Thank you.
He would not.
Jesus,
wait on him. Hallelujah, because you got favor already, Minister Tillman. And I believe in God for that vein. I believe if you haven't gotten that vein yet, I'm believing God. This year you're going to have that vein. Hallelujah. You're going to have the pink slip on it. Hey, you won't owe the bank a dime. Hallelujah. I'm believing God because you're doing the work. She's Minister Tillman is over Highway and Hedges Ministry in Denver, Colorado. Hallelujah.
Yes.
She feed the hungry every day. She's been
yes.
in one place for 21 years. Don't you know God have to honor this woman?
Yes.
That she's doing.
Yes.
It's not about
yes.
who she is. She is a
yes.
child of the King. She is a chosen vessel that
yes.
God is using to feed the hungry.
Yes.
God is using to tell a soul about Jesus. Oh,
yes.
Glory to God. God bless you, Minister Tillman.
Yes.
And I'm standing in agreement with you.
Yes.
That ministry
you.
Have need of, God is going to provide. Do you
yes.
know God?
Thank you, Lord.
Provision
yes.
for your vision? Huh?
Yes.
What are you doing,
thank
Sister
you.
Ruby?
Yes.
Yes. Hallelujah. We have some other witnesses on here that can attest to God is a God. Honor his word, Minister Tillman.
Yes.
For you to come on this line and give that praise report, because God going to do it, and he's going to get the glory. Glory to God. We love you. We love you. We still got about 12 callers on the line. We're going to open up the lines. Ayah no mo shaya.
The Lord bless me with that vehicle.
He already blessed you?
Yeah.
Look at God. What am I talking about? Go on and give us a testimony.
I gave you that testimony. I gave you my stuff. He told me where to go, and I went in there, and I was kind of afraid, you know, and the Lord made them release that car.
Yeah.
He made them release it. Then 2 weeks later, they said, they didn't say bring it back, but they said your credit has been approved. And then 2 weeks after that, they didn't say bring it back or nothing. I just, you know, I claimed it. Brand new car, a brand new truck.
Look at God.
He made them people approve me. When I come down to the mission one day, there all the papers came through the mail.
Look at God. Well, see, the last time you told us, that you went to get it and they denied you because of your credit. We didn't know that 2 weeks later that they gave it to you.
No, they gave it to me that day.
Wow.
They gave it to me that night, that evening I went there. I come out of there with that truck, and 2 weeks later they said they had denied the credit. But I already had possession of it.
Mm.
I already had possession of it. 2 weeks later, I got a letter saying it had not been approved. My credit had not been approved.
But God allowed you to keep possession of it.
He made them finance me.
There's a witness for you right there.
Yeah. The Holy Ghost strong-armed. He broke God into that little shop. The Holy Ghost did it. My God. Snatched me a car out of there. He snatched me out, Bo Shanda.
Glory.
All I can say was the Holy Ghost did it. The Holy Ghost. It was like a sticker.
Oh, Jesus.
He went in there strong on me a car. He don't care. I don't know what they were looking at when they let me, you know, he blanked it, I guess, that night, you know, and they took my credit. But God,
we talking about favor today. Y'all better grab a hold of some of these praise reports about favor. God, I ain't told y'all mine yet. Ooh, I got to be released to tell it. But God knows what he's doing. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Okay. We're going. Let me see some of these other numbers that I'm not familiar with. If you all don't mind. Amen. We see a 707 number. The last four of you. Now, God bless you, Minister Tillman.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
707.
707 right here.
God bless you. Who am I speaking with?
This is Prophet Davis.
Oh, have mercy.
I had to call in on a different number to get you.
All right, watch out.
God is good.
Come on, Prophet Davis.
God bless you.
Hallelujah. And he'll be with us on Friday ministering for us instead of Pastor Hamilton. So we had to do a little shifting. So I tell you, if you all have never heard Prophet Michael Davis, God, you have to tune in on Friday. We talking about favor today. I'm going to show you. Favor!
Thank you.
Minister Tillman, Highway and Hedges Minister, brand new vein. Now, you don't think that's encouraging to continue serving God, to continue ministering to God's people?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Favor is better. You have God in your life. Come on, Minister, Prophet Michael, give us something. Get a piece of.
God bless you, Minister Tillman. It's an amazing thing when God releases favor. I was down in Atlanta at Creflo Dollar's church, and he showed us how he God had showed him the church, but he didn't show him the whole block. But when he got down to the area where the church was, his current church in College Park, he didn't know that he was going to get the whole block. God just showed him the vision of the church, the dome, the building. He didn't know that it was a whole block attached or associated with the building because he didn't have that vision from God. But when he got down to the location, and he saw the whole block, he began to claim the whole block, and he owns now the whole block, glory to God, in that area of College Park, Georgia. Thank you, Jesus. So the reason I said that was this. God can show you a thing and give you favor on that thing, but behind the door of favor is more than enough.
Jesus. Behind the door of favor. Can you say that again? I got to write this one.
Glory to God.
I take notes, baby.
Prophet Tillman, I love you, brother, in Jesus' name. You did a good job, brother. I love you in Jesus' name.
Oh, behind the door of favor. Say that again, Prophet David.
Enough.
Behind the door of favor is enough.
Is more than enough.
It's more than enough.
Yes. Favor is a door to get you into more.
You can go on and preach today.
I better leave that alone. I better hold that for Friday.
Favor is a door
to get you into more.
Get you into more.
My God from glory.
Mm-mm. Lord,
so be ready to open the door so you can have more than enough. My God from glory. See, that's what happened with the sister that was talking about her van. She went down there, and she was just looking to hopefully get approved. But when she got down there, that was the door. But once she got down there to the door, God gave her more, which means she was able to leave with that van the same night. It's too late when God gives you favor, because the Bible says God opened doors that no man can close. The door couldn't be closed. God from heaven.
God, thank you.
That door couldn't be closed because God said I opened it with my hand of favor.
My God, thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank God.
So let me tell you this, the last part of the story in just 30 seconds, and I'm gonna let you go. But when we talked to Creflo, and his staff and everything was all in order, they all was wearing the same colored clothes and all that. He was trying to do a Solomon thing, and I respect the brother for trying to do what he's doing. He needed a jet for the ministry because he was traveling a lot. So he went down to where they sell the airplanes, and he said, okay, I don't know which one is God. I don't know, but I'm just going to go down there and pick one out. And when I feel the anointing, I'll know that this is God. So he went down there. He saw a jet. It's a Gulfstream. And he laid hands on it, and he started speaking in tongues. And he said, this is the one. He said, I call this jet forward into the kingdom of God for godly use and for the sake of the gospel. He got the jet, and now his wife got a jet too. Ha! Come on, Moshe. Favor. Now I'm gonna say one last thing. With favor, don't be afraid to ask big. My God from heaven.
Hallelujah.
With favor, don't be afraid to ask big. My God from heaven. Don't be asking for no $5 now. God, you got $5 on you? I need to cross the bridge, dog. Don't be asking God for no $5. You better ask God for $50 million, $100 million, or $5 billion. Come on.
Come on.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Favor, you no favor because you're going to mess up. You're going to be going down there looking at one of them 900-square-foot houses. That ain't going to work.
Woo!
You better get
Jesus.
A 1,000-square-foot house.
Man was on the line. Go ahead.
All right, now. What's God's name? Oh, my God.
I received that. That's
yeah.
a prophecy, y'all. Everybody on this line ought to be hollering and screaming.
Yeah, hey, Lord, God, I received that for now.
Hallelujah, this is your, I didn't know what the Lord would say. Huh? But I heard him say, this is the year of favor for the saints. Hell yeah, no more. Not for the saints, but the saints. Those that trust God. Those that activate their faith. Because we got some saints ain't going to get nothing. Ain'ts don't get nothing. Saints, true saints of God. Those that are making sacrifices. Those that are pleading the blood. Those that are living holy. You got to live holy, people. You got to get rid of your boyfriends and your girlfriends. You can't shack up in this thing. Ain't no shacking in the kingdom.
Thank you, Jesus.
I know no more sign. Now, I said that, get mad with me. But the Lord said, guess what? Marriage is honorable and the bed undefiled. We're not blessed because we ain't doing it the Bible way. You ain't got to do it my way. Pick up this manual for yourself. This is a blueprint. We don't have to reinvent this wheel, baby. Genesis to Revelation, God's word. He said a prophecy going to cease. That stuff going to cease. But God, the word of God is forever settled.
He started.
And this day, a record is in heaven. This day, Prophet Pearson had preached. Minutes, it don't take God but a few minutes to preach. But he wasn't through talking. Now, I didn't even know Prophet Davis was on the line.
See?
Sister Ruby said she told me, but I didn't pay it any mind.
Come on, thank you,
Minister
Jesus.
Tillman, another witness. God going to have some witnesses against you. You better get it right. You better get it right. This message ain't for you to just feel good. This message is for you to change some things in your life.
Yes.
If you want to visit you.
Yes.
Take a visitation to you if you live right. If you live right.
Yes.
I tell you, Prophet Michael.
Yeah.
Ah, got the Lord Jesus.
Yes.
Favor.
Yes.
Favor with God is better.
Yes.
I said, hey, Yoroboshaya. My car broke down on me. Hey, Yoroboshaya. Gaskets was blown. Hallelujah. And this car, I had bought it for my granddaughter that graduated in 2010.
Exactly.
Not knowing, hallelujah, that God was setting this thing up. And an incident happened, and I had to repossess it. I had to repo the car that I bought for my granddaughter. Didn't know that I had to let the car that I was paying almost a $500 note on, had to let it go. Hallelujah. And I rode in that car that I repo from my granddaughter for almost 3 years.
Yeah.
And about... Oh, Lord, what is today? Today, the 14th, about 3 weeks ago, I heard the Spirit of God tell me, say, go and get you a car. And I didn't have no money. And I heard it again just as clear. Say, go and get you a car. And I began to talk back to the Lord. And I said, Lord, I'm not feeling good today. I'm not feeling good today. I can't do this. I heard it again. So I went out there, and I told the Lord as I began to hear that Spirit speaking to me, and I said, Lord, I'm going to go on out here, but I don't want to go but to two dealerships. And the Lord granted my request. I went to the first dealership. Hey, and it wasn't talking what I needed to hear. Hey, glory. So after that, I told the little guy that was helping me, I said, baby, I'm a salesperson. I said, "Well, don't waste my time, and I won't waste yours. This is what I'm looking for, and this is what I'm able to do." Ah, glory to God. And then I went to, I drove on off and went right across the driveway to the second dealership. Lo and behold, there was a car waiting on me. And I said it had my name on it because God gave me the car. Ah, hallelujah. And the people began to call me. I wasn't able to take care of the business. So I said, "I'll come back on Monday." They kept calling me, kept calling. So I went on back out there.
My God. These
and they
are my
called
friends.
Me and told me, say, "Well, I, the bank won't finance you." Hallelujah. I said, "What?" So
all
they began to tell me the bank won't finance you.
All over the place.
You might need a cosigner. And I said, "Lord, I ain't got no cosigner. I'm out here by myself just about what?" And I began to talk to the Lord. And I said, "Lord, I didn't ask you for this.
Deal with it."
I did not ask you for this. You told me to go out and get a car. Now you got to make a way. Hallelujah. Now, see, I know that was your voice. I heard you clear when you told me to go. Hallelujah. And I began to pray about that thing. The next day, I called those people. And I told them I didn't have nobody. Hallelujah. Well, I told them I had one person in mind, but I don't know. I began to call. And I called that person. And they told me the Lord had already talked to him. Went and paid it off. And paid it off. Don't tell me God won't give you favor when you have done the work of the Lord. God will go before you. And I don't mean no junk. Top of the line, God will give you. Top of the line. Hallelujah. I had to give this one today because this is the way the Lord is flowing on the day. God gave it to me. No strings. God did it. And I began to say, "Lord, how I can't believe that you've done this." And God said, "Just keep on trusting me. Keep on proving me. Keep on being faithful. Keep on being committed. Keep on doing the work of the ministry. And I'm going to blow your mind." He already told us. He said, "I open up the windows of heaven and pour y'all blessings." I always wondered about that room that you won't have room enough to receive. Because when God does it, he blow the socks off your feet. Hallelujah. He make you reevaluate who he really is. He make you take inventory of the awesomeness of the God we serve. Those are things. But I said that to say, I'm not serving God for the fishes and the loaves, but I serve him because he told me goodness and mercy shall attach themselves to me. Hallelujah. He told me that my cup, hallelujah, would overflow. It would run it over. He said, "Give and it shall be given unto you. Pressed down, shaken together, run it over. Men will give into your bosom." Hallelujah. So I received that prophet, Michael. Hallelujah. Even this crusade coming up, I don't understand it. Hallelujah. But God knows what he's doing. I don't understand it. But I'm going to be led of God. Hallelujah. And I'm going down to the Carolinas. And I'm taking the Lord along with me because God told me to do it. Hallelujah. And when God tells you to do something, you better stand on it. Stand on it, even though you can't see the way. Even though you can't understand. Though people say, "What's going on? Is it going crazy?" I'm going crazy for Jesus. That's the best way to go. God, I bless you today. God got some witnesses on here today. God. Favor!
I ain't going to tell you. See, I'm telling you.
It's better. It's better.
Doing the same thing.
Glory to God. Go ahead, Prophet Michael.
Yes.
Jesus.
My God. Am I still on?
Oh, God. Am I still on? The Lord bless you. I had put a down payment, and the Lord gave me that back. He gave me that back, didn't he? God gave it back to me, the down payment. He gave it back to me. And I was kind of juggling. You know how you juggle some things? And the Lord took and gave me that back. He gave me that back. Don't tell me about God. I have tried God for myself. I'm not telling you what somebody else has told me. I have tried him for myself. And he ain't a lying wonder. Hallelujah. He's not a God that will renege on his promises. Glory to God. I better stop. Come on, y'all. I still got 12, 13 callers on the line. Hallelujah. I'm going to Sister Esther. We just going to go down the line. Hey, God bless you, Sister Esther. Hey, you know what? Sister Ruby is a witness. She's a witness. God always have a witness.
Hallelujah.
Won't he
God
have a witness?
Everyone.
She's a witness because I told her what happened. Hey, you know what?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. God will never be left without a witness because ain't nobody going to accuse God. Nobody will lie to God. Sister Esther, God bless you.
God bless you. I am so encouraged this afternoon and excited about God. I'm just sitting here listening to God's favor, and I love that. I love that favor is the door to get you into more. I posted that up in my prayer room as we were speaking, and I'm just excited about God, excited about what he's doing, excited about what he's going to do. And needless to say, my spirit of expectation is on high gear. It's on the fifth gear. Amen.
I like that.
So I'm waiting on the Lord to do what he said he was going to do. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. God is good. God is good. Hallelujah.
Well, we thank you for tuning in, God. See, God know everybody coming on the line. I never know who's coming on the line. I never know when the Holy Ghost going to speak. But we try to be led of God. Because when God is speaking, the whole world have to take notice. Ha!
Yeah. Yes, ma'am.
God can't lie, Sister Esther.
No,
he can't lie. Hallelujah, and he's not going to let nobody make his name ashamed. He's not going to let nobody disrespect or dishonor him. Hallelujah, he'll take you out of here before you tell a lie on him.
Praise God.
And lie. We got to trust God in this season, people.
Yes.
To trust God. Hallelujah. Yes. Let's go to 510. This might be Mother Richard. I don't know. 510 area code. Is this you, Mother Richard?
Yes, amen. God bless you.
All right,
praise
Mother.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
One of my favorite mothers.
Praise God.
God bless
so
you,
grateful.
Mother.
I am so grateful. I was getting ready to go to the telephone office to see about a new phone, and just as I went to go out the door, the Holy Ghost said, go call and the radio station and get on with Sister Bernard. It's an encouraging word for you. And I thought, I'll do that later. But the door wasn't open. I couldn't even get that door open. And I tell you, I came and called, even though it was a little bit late. And I tell you, I enjoyed the word of God, talking about favor. Honey, I know about them favors. But this year, God has promised me a favor that I had been praying for, looked like, for 10 years.
Go ahead, Mother.
In a dream. He promised it to me. I'm just waiting on it because I know he's not a man that he should lie. I'm waiting on that favor because favors of God is better than life itself.
Come
life
on, Mother.
So uncertain, but God's word and favors is true, fresh every day, and they don't give away. They last forever. And I'm grateful. I'm grateful to God. And I tell you, I have patience to wait on God, and whatever he do, I'm happy about it. And I'm just so grateful to be able to fellowship with you all today. God bless you, and I thank God and thank you for the word of God today. I've enjoyed everyone. Amen.
As Mother Richard.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Speak up.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
I'm sorry. Mother Richard, Mildred Richard, she also is a supporter of Circle of Love Ministry, and they also have a Blog Talk radio show, and Mother has her own segment on Monday nights. And I want Mother to give our listeners that information. Mother resides in Oakland, California, and I tell you, she's a mother of wisdom, knowledge. She is anointed, and I tell you, Mother is just a jewel. She's spoken on this broadcast many of times, so we want Mother to give them that information about her segment. God bless you, Mother.
God bless you. Thank you so much. And the information is that we are Circle of Love Ministries on Monday nights at 7 p.m. California time. We have what they call Grandma's Touch. Grandma's touching, because I have 80 grandchildren now. They call me Grandma on that program. But
right.
We talk about facts of life and family values, and God has given us some wonderful things to talk about and encourage other people, and we just really thank God for it. And we are that phone
women.
Number is error so, code.
No women. The Bible tells you what it is.
646.
This is the biggest problem in the church.
478-0116. Again, it's 1-646-478-0116. God bless you, and we would love to have you tune in some nights and listen, and maybe give us some encouraging words and comments. We appreciate it, because God's people are precious, and God has given everybody something, and when we share it together, we become more knowledgeable in the area that we weren't before. God bless you, and thank you for this time. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
That airs again Monday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. California time.
Amen.
And that's 9 p.m. Central time and 10 p.m. Eastern. That's every Monday, Grandma's Touch. Call in and be supportive of Mother Richard. God bless you, Mother Richard. We love you.
God bless you. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. We're going to Sister Carter. God bless you, Sister Carter.
Praise the Lord, sis. Praise the Lord, sister. Praise the Lord, evangelist. But no, I thank
God
the Lord
bless you.
For this afternoon. When I came in, you were on the phone. And I mean, my Lord, the Lord ever spoke. And he certainly blessed you with all this. Wow, this word, I mean, it's just so much that you can take in. You know, and we're looking at it. And let's see how, you know, how he have gone and all what he has done for you and the sister before, that, you know, they've gotten all this blessing as well. Oh, my gosh, God is good and he is real, you know. And you can see that is where, you know, we put our confidence and trust in Jesus, our mind, will, and emotions get together and in one union with him.
Yes.
And if he will do it. He will honor.
Oh, glory to God.
God is so good. I thank the Lord. I thank the Lord for this afternoon, this speech, this testimony, this heart feeling, and changeable in the Lord. That is good. That is wonderful, wonderful. That's good things that people can hear.
Yes.
And take it in. Take it in, because this is treasure.
Glory to God.
You just can keep in your heart, and then you know how God will, you know, work for you.
Mm.
Evangelist, that is beautiful. I didn't hear this preacher. I came in late, but
yes.
I just wanted to get him there.
He was done.
I have missed a while, but my God, you know.
Yeah, y'all are dialing early.
God is good. God is good. Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, Sister Carter. We're going to evangelize.
And with the boldness, amen. That is so beautiful. Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. Evangelist Doris and then Mother Taylor. God bless you, Evangelist Doris.
Oh, God bless everyone. I am feeling so blessed with all the testimonies and the encouraging words of God's goodness. I totally trust in that. So I'm just happy to be here to listen to everything everybody's saying. The conversation is so anointed, you know, just giving God the glory. He owns everything, the heavens and the earth. And
yes,
all we have to do is trust him.
Trust
and everything
him.
Will be okay.
Mm.
Thank you very much. And
amen,
God bless everyone.
Amen, amen. Mm. We're going to Mother Taylor and then to Sister Cammie. Amen.
God, giving honor to God and everybody on the line. I thank the Lord for tuning in on today. I was always keep my phone on me, and then when I, you know, decided to get off, I was like, where's my phone, where's my phone? So the last place I was in the kitchen, and so I went in there to get it, so there it was. And your favor, I had a blessed day yesterday. It's just a little thing. In spite of the big thing, people were caring stuff and for me and directing for me. And it's almost like sometimes they want to carry you, you know, when they, you know, it's because the Lord is on you. And it's just a wonderful feeling. And then I was helping somebody else, a Spanish couple that had an issue with the elevator. So when somebody helping you, then you turn around and help somebody else. And
amen.
Talking and laughing to people. And there was a time when I stepped out on faith and went to the car dealership. Well, I didn't get a brand new car, but I got the car, and the guy came to pick me up because I didn't have a car at that time, and a brand new truck. And we began to talk about church, and I said, well, I'm going to be at church. So it was, you know, postponed for another day. And he, you know, on the phone, and he came and got me. Then he was talking to me about the woman at the well. And so we went over there, and it's income tax time. And I'm writing all these checks. You got anybody you could borrow money from? You know, no, not at this time. This is tax. So I had to write one check and cancel it, write another check and cancel it. And so anyway, it went through. And then when I was calling about something about the car, they said, like, they didn't act like they didn't know who the person was. So I'm saying, like, Nick, you know, his name was, like, Nicholas. And so I do believe that guy could have been an angel, you know, because if they was acting that strange about not knowing who the person was, you know, and I just thank the Lord for it. It wasn't a brand-new car, but I thank God anyhow. And I did trade that car in for a newer car later on at some point. So, you know, before you even know, like, trying God, sometimes you get tired of something, and you do take that leap of faith, and God supply all your needs according to his riches and glory. Amen. God bless everybody.
Amen, amen. Well, God bless you, Mother. I tell you, this is a day of testimony. We're talking about favor. Favor with God is better. Sister Cammie, God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you.
Amen.
Yeah, I'm grateful for favor. I thank God every single day that he's continued to bless me and give me favor in many areas. And I do believe that he's making changes in my life. Even though some days it seems a little bit darker than others, I just continue to stay on the word, continue to, you know, phone in and allow God to speak into my life. So, again, thank you so much, and God is good.
Amen, amen. Well, be encouraged. God ain't through with us yet. Hallelujah. The Bible said we overcome in Revelation by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Amen. We're going to area code 540. This number looks familiar, but I'm not certain of who it is. The last four of your number is 1342. Can you greet us?
Yes, this is Cheryl Robinson.
I knew it was familiar.
Hi.
God bless you, Sister Robin.
How are you? I'm doing great. How are you, Mother
Wonderful.
Bernard? Good. I didn't hear the sermon. I was praying, and so I got on later. By the time I looked up, it was past 4 o'clock here in Virginia, and I got on as soon as I could, and I'm sorry that I missed everything, but I would like to give a testimony of favor, and perhaps this can help someone.
Yes.
It was about, it's concerning my house. My husband works for the county here in the state that we live in, and he hadn't gotten a raise in about 3 or 4 years. And so we got backed up on our mortgage, and we had put in for a mortgage refi and got denied. Mm-hmm. And we were almost about to lose the house, and he put in for it again. And this time I said, Lord, you know, I don't care if we move into an apartment or we have to move in with relatives. I don't care, because I know that you will go before us and make every crooked place straight. I trust in you, Lord. You know, it was all about God and all about him. And so basically he let the mortgage refi get approved and took $77,000 off our mortgage. So I know that the favor of God is real. God is real, and I just want to let anybody out there know that God is still in the blessing business.
Wow. Woo, glory to God. Woo, that's a blessing, Sister Cheryl.
Yes, sir.
Yes, ma'am. Hallelujah, God. We talking about favor. Yay! Favor with God.
And that was only
favor.
just a few months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I have many testimonies like that, but that was the latest one.
Ah, glory to God. He keeps on doing great things.
He just,
oh,
God, he just keeps on doing great things for me. I mean, you know, and doing for everybody. Just
hallelujah.
He just keeps on doing great things. Oh, Hayarabo Shita Mahayarabo Shaye. I just praise be unto God and to everyone who's going through something. God will bring you out on the other side.
Bring you out.
I just
thank
know.
You, Jesus. But well, we thank God for that testimony. God bless you. We're going to go to Sister T. Then I see Apostle Johnson. And I think I've covered everybody. Some have fell off. And then we're going to go back to Prophet Davis. Remember Friday, Prophet Michael Davis will be speaking. That's our Provoke Fridays. But we were trying to get him to speak on this subject this week, and Fridays he is available, so sign in, call in early, and hear this anointed man of God. Amen. Sister T, God bless you.
God bless you as well. I thank God I'm on the line today. It was a beautiful message that came forth, and I found myself praying before I came on the line this afternoon, and I thank God because I have been holding this ministry up in prayer because I've been with you for a long time, and it's been so good to be able to jump on here at 1 o'clock and get what you need from God. I just thank God in my transitional period that God is blessing. I've been holding your name up, Evangelist, in prayer every day.
Oh, somebody been praying
name.
For me. Ha!
Your name and the ministry's name, and I try to remember all the people that come on here and give their testimonies and bring the word. But I want to tell you how it's strengthening me as a person that I can walk on with God and know that I do have God's favor. I see how God picked me up out of a place that I didn't want to be in. And
come
he
on.
He ripped me out of there. He just said, go. And I find myself, I was just telling you yesterday, I'm here in Sacramento at my daughter's house, and I've just been praying up in here, and the peace of the Lord is in here.
Peace
and whatever
of the Lord.
God wants me to walk and stand or whatever he wants me to do with the ministry or whatever he wants me to go, I believe God for everything. And I know it's thanks to this ministry that I'm being fed the word of God by the people of God. So I just thank you guys for keeping me in your prayers, and just know that Sister Tier is praying for you as well. And I'm just walking into the victory and the favor of what God is doing right now. Thank you. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hey,
yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You haven't seen your best days yet, Sister T. Hey, hey, I'm almost shy, y'all. Glory to God. Apostle Johnson,
God bless you. Favor with God is better.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Grace and peace to all. Today I just say to you that favor, favor, favor. Favor ain't fair, but somebody had to have it, and God happened to choose you. And he chose us all with the purpose and the destiny to walk with him and know that he'll favor us if we just trust him, if we just believe him. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength, and they shall mount up with wings like an eagle. And it takes you to know that favor is there with you, that God is walking with you, that he's right by your side. He said, I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor a seed breaking bread. And it's so good to hear so many testimonies of God's people about how he's favored us. God favored us. He favored us. And we just got to continue to celebrate and know that his favor is on our life. So I just say to you today, I'm excited to hear. You know, we've got to learn to celebrate each other and what God is doing in each other's lives. I'm so glad to hear that. And when Sister Robinson was telling that testimony about how God blessed her with $77,000 of debt going out of the way, that was a time right there for somebody else to shout, because somebody else is in the midst of needing the same thing on today. But I honor God for favor. I honor God for the favor that's on Evangelist Bernard's life, because she dares to carry a ministry, to reach people's lives, to help people. And that's why God favored her to be able to do what she does, and why he favored you to be able to do the ministry that you're doing. Just know that his favor is on your life. That's why you don't worry about public opinion, because his favor is on your life. God bless you today.
Amen, amen. I tell you, you all keep me in your prayers. I tell you, God is God. You know, God, he said he'll, God, I can't even describe. He's indescribably good. Oh, Jesus, I bless you, I bless you. Thank you, Apostle Johnson. We're going to Prophet Davis, and we're going to have him to have our final comments of the day. And we're going to, no, before we go to Prophet Davis, let's go to Sister Ruby and see if she have any comments.
Praise the Lord, everybody. It's just been a blessing to hear the word of the Lord, and with the anointing and the favor, and he's putting it in our hearts and mind and spirit. And I just thank him for Evangelist Bernard and the speaker that was on earlier. What was it? Pierce. Prophetess Pierce, and thank him, and Prophetess Davis. I was trying to get her to see, but she was in the spirit, because you had been on a while. Pray by strength of the Lord.
Amen, amen. I know you all are praying for us, and Sister Ruby has gotten so good with this switchboard. I can just loosen. I could take a day off, Prophet Davis. Amen. But we want you all to know that tune in tomorrow and for the rest of the week, every speaker that come on, we're going to be talking about favor with God is better. So encourage one another. Keep us lifted up in prayer. Truly, our desire is to do the work of the Lord. We want to be led of God's Spirit. We want to be found doing what the Lord have called us to do. We want to be on our assignment. We don't want to be murmuring and complaining. And like Prophet David said earlier, hallelujah, think big. Hallelujah, because you could ask God for some, give you favor where you can elevate your mind. He said, yes. Oh, ask for $5. Do you have $5? He said, ask for some millions. Ask for some bills. Not for us to be caught up with the things of the world, but for us to be about kingdom business. When
yeah.
you are kingdom-minded, God will give you the best for less. He'll open up doors for you and give you more, like Prophet David said. So we're going to him, and we're going to ask him to have the final remarks and also to dismiss us with the word of prayer. Amen. And those of you that's on the line, if you have any needs, I tell you, God was on this line today. His presence was felt upon this line. So, Prophet Michael Davis, God bless you.
God bless you all. Thank you. Evangelist, I love you in Jesus' name. Evangelist Bernard, thank you. I just want to thank God for the favor of the Lord. Truly, the favor of the Lord is not fair. But we understand this by the word of God. We understand that favor compasses us as a shield.
Mm.
A shield is a form of protection. Any dart or arrow that the enemy could throw against you. Favor guards you. It protects you from an onslaught of an attack. A shield keeps you from being wounded or injured or hurt in any way or suffering loss or damage. That's a shield. And if you notice the shield in the days of Jesus, it was a Roman shield, and the Roman shield guarded from their head all the way to their feet. These were long, made of brass or metal shields that guarded their all the way from their head to their feet. It protected them from any onslaught or loss or suffering any damage from the enemy. That's why when the sister said God gave, well, Sister Bernard, you said God gave back your initial down payment for your car. Because when you have favor, you can't suffer any losses. Thank God from glory. Just like the sister was talking about on her refinance, God wiped away the past due amount because she cannot suffer any losses. Glory to God. So I just wanted to mention that so you would understand that favor does compass you or surround you as a shield. It's a form of protection that God gives his children. They say, well, why isn't this person losing? Or why isn't this person suffering damage or loss? Because of favor. My God, glory. My God, glory. Nobody else can suffer loss. But not
Lord Jesus, I never saw it like that.
Because of favor. The shield. And it protects you from suffering damage or loss. Good God from glory. Father in heaven, we thank you for this word today. We thank you for the servant who brought this word. Bless him in every area of his life. Bless him with the needs that he has, Father. For you are righteous, God, and you said the laborer is worthy of his hire, and that we should not muzzle the ox that treadeth out the corn. So whatever his petition is, whatever his request is, Lord, grant it today. We pray in Jesus' name. And even as he has taught on favor, let him be the first partaker of that word. We thank you for everyone that's on the line. And if there's a healing that's needed, Father, we ask you to heal them. Because your stripes were already paid for on the whipping post, that by your stripes they are healed. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise. Cancel the assignment of Satan. We cancel his works. We cancel his plans. We cancel his schemes. And Father, we thank you for the blood. The blood of Jesus that covers every home represented. Every home and every ministry represented. We loose Jesus over it now. And we speak the favor of God over the ministry, over their home, and over their possessions. That they will not suffer any loss. In Jesus' name. Amen. Anointing. I feel the anointing.
Website. Visit us at www.newdestinyministries.com. You're able to listen to these messages in their entirety. Also, you can visit us on blogtalkradio.com. New Destiny Ministries, we're on Monday through Friday at 1 o'clock p.m. Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Central, and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Our call-in number is area code 858-831-3334. And we're asking you to sow a seed. If the Lord touch your heart, sow a seed into this ministry. And remember the citywide crusade, September the 5th through the 7th, we will be in Raleigh, North Carolina. I tell you, get yourself ready. Don't ask the Lord to give you $5, but ask the Lord to give you a round-trip ticket. And come ready. Bring your tennis shoes, your sneakers, where we can go into the community and knock doors and tell somebody about Jesus. Amen. It's going to be a wonderful time. Prophet Davis is going to be there. Apostle Johnson is going to be there. Bishop Leo Lewis out of Montgomery, Alabama. Pastor Hamilton and many more will be there for this citywide crusade. We're taking it to the streets. We're going into the enemy's territory. Hallelujah. And guess what? We're claiming everything that the Lord said is ours. Amen, amen. Remember, favor with God is better. Also, we'd like to ask you to visit us on our webpage. I'm sorry, on our Facebook page at New Destiny Ministries and like us. Amen. And just remember to keep us in your prayer. Remember Mother Spates and Faithful Spates and Elder Gates and all of those that we haven't seen in a while. Continue to pray for those ministries. Pray for one another. And remember to tune in tomorrow, Thursday, and Friday. Prophet Michael Davis, y'all heard some of y'all got a preview about favor. But I guarantee if you tune in on Friday, you'll get the fullness of that message. God bless you. We got to close out with Bow Down by Bishop Paul S. Martin. God bless you. God bless you.
Oh, I wish somebody had about just 2 more minutes. Thank you, Jesus, to just bow down and worship Him. I know you may be busy, but I've got to bow down and I've got to worship Him. Entering. Oh, entering. I just want to forget all about myself and just bow down and bow down and worship Him. Bow down and worship Him. Worship Him. Thank you, Jesus. I feel your presence. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
but your presence makes us worthy. Remove every sin and stain. Remove every sin and stain. Wash it all over again. Wash it all over again. We bow.
But I know better. It's all. feet I've got breath in my body. And if I was just anybody, I'd say it's all good. But I look better.
Bible says in Psalm 27 and 13, David said, I had fainted, lest I had believed to see the goodness of God in the land of the living. And what we come to understand and know that even when it doesn't look good, it works for the good. To all those that are called according to his purpose, help me say,
it's all good.
It's all God.
It's all God.
Everything going on in my life.
It's all good.
And it's all God.
It's all God.
Had a few hills to climb.
It's all good.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
It's all God.
I don't know what they're facing
tonight,
but I know it's all.
Bless you all. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a Jesus day.
Okay, you done that.